About half of all Americans say the First Amendment goes too far in the rights it guarantees. That's according to a recent poll by the First Amendment Center, which works to preserve the First Amendment freedoms. Ken Paulson is the group's executive director.
Americans have some second thoughts about the First Amendment, especially in the last year, have some real apprehension. And for the first time ever, one American in two tell us that the First Amendment gives us too much freedom.
Can most Americans identify what's in the First Amendment?
No, it's extraordinary, really, that Americans feel very strongly about the First Amendment, but also acknowledge they don't know much about it. When we ask Americans, can you name the five freedoms of the First Amendment, only 1% can name all five freedoms. A majority very quickly come up with freedom of the speech, and then it just falls right off the table. There's no other freedom that more than one in five Americans can identify as being part of the First Amendment.
Then I wonder if we should be terribly concerned about the sentiments that you've uncovered.
Well, it doesn't require knowing the details to support legislation that may limit First Amendment freedoms. And you look at a situation, for example, like the flag-burning amendment, which has been around since the Supreme Court declared that burning a flag in political protest was protected by the First Amendment. Since then, $15 million has been spent trying to support legislation to take that right away, to limit the right to burn flags. But basically, one American in two, and sometimes majority, have said they support a ban on flag burning. They do that without understanding fully the scope of the First Amendment.
So if flag burning's part of it, then it can't be any good.
Well, that's it. I mean, when Americans think about the First Amendment going too far, they picture the KKK marching down Main Street. They see protesters burning the American flag. They see bureaucrats telling them that they can't put the Ten Commandments on the walls of their schools. And those are all things that seem to feel not very palatable to Americans.
Now, this has been a trend heading this direction.
It has been. For a good number of years, one American in five would tell us there's too much freedom in the First Amendment. And then that just started bouncing. And 2 years ago, that was up to 39%, and this year it's up to 49% saying the First Amendment goes too far. It's difficult to gauge what drives that, because certainly in the past year we've had greater concern because of the war on terrorism, and some of our answers in the survey, you know, explain to us that there really is a trade-off between security and personal freedom. On the other hand, there's tremendous hostility towards the press, and that disgust, candidly, the disgust with the news media has translated into a deterioration of support for the First Amendment.
How does the public's view of the First Amendment affect support for anti-terrorism efforts?
At a time like this, a couple of things happen. Americans are reminded once again of what an extraordinary nation we have. And so there's a glow, there's a real positive feeling about a phrase like the First Amendment. It's uniquely American, and people feel good about that. On the other hand, they see it as a real obstacle, in many cases, to getting the job done. The loose lips sink ships philosophy is out there, and increasingly people are willing to put up with a little less information or a little less freedom, I would say, in exchange for greater safety.
Aren't we glad the Founding Fathers didn't put this to a national referendum?
Well, it's interesting. You know, they actually did in some ways, because when they sought to get the Constitution ratified, the states said, you know, we're not really comfortable with giving that much power to a central authority. And in order to get the other states to come on and ratify it, the Founding Fathers had to promise freedom of speech and freedom of press and freedom of religion. In effect, the American people demanded these freedoms in 1789, and then again in 1791, the Bill of Rights was ratified. So, in fact, it was put to a vote then, and people were very supportive. And today, the voice of the people is saying something entirely differently. They're saying, I need more personal freedom. I also need more personal privacy. And I'm a little bit concerned about how the news media treats these freedoms. And isn't there a way to rein all of this excess in?
Ken Paulson is executive director of the First Amendment Center.